This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This has been talked to death even on this station. I think as we talk about it, it will be the third or fourth time I've even heard it on 97.1.
We should do it again.
We should definitely do it again. It's been great. It's been proven to be a good topic.
I can't wait to hear what it is.
Is what I'm saying. The standing while tipping rule. You heard this? Now, you had to have. I just said that we've talked about it too many times.
It's not like I listen to the station day in and day out for a living.
Okay, so here's what it is if you're not familiar. There's a trend going around suggesting that if you're standing when you order, you should not have to tip.
Ooh.
But if you're sitting, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Agree?
No. I wish I did, though.
Why don't you?
Because there are times when people are still providing me a service, going out of their way to provide a service. Like a carryout order, somebody packages it for me at a bar or restaurant. Like, this is a bartender or a server who has gone out of their way to go back to the kitchen, put my stuff all together, get my little extra napkins, my little ketchup, and bring it to me. I'm going to tip them. I might not tip them. Like, I actually won't tip them like I would if they waited on me for an hour and a half. But, you know, you could have just, like, been doing other things, making money, but you took time out to do this.
Well, nobody's telling you can't tip when you're standing. It's just that what they're saying is the general rule of thumb should be that it's not expected when you're standing to order.
Like I said, I wish that that's how I felt.
You still feel pressure to.
Yes.
See, here's where I think that what they should do. If we could all agree and I think that's a pretty good rule of thumb, which is why I brought it up. If you're standing, don't spin the thing around. Don't show me your little... drive-thrus would be the same even though you're not standing. Because you're not sitting in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give me your little whatever it's called, where I got to tap the credit card. But I like Starbucks, I went this morning. They said, oh, I got a question first for you. So I couldn't even tap my card before answering the tip question. That kind of stuff is pressure. I mean, that is exactly what
that happens
is.
About, like, we have a coffee shop downstairs. They spin it every time.
They do. And we're standing. Don't love it.
Do you tip?
I do because I've established a little bit of a rapport with
those
guys.
That's exactly right. You have a relationship with these people. And if you don't, they know.
Yes.
They remember you.
Yeah. You know what I do, though? I'll sometimes, like, tap on there a couple times and really not, because I don't think they know exactly what you tipped. But I think they know overall, like, what they made in a day.
You don't think when they spin it back around, they can see the total went up?
No, because I can see what happens
that
on
it went
the screen
away.
Before it turns. So unless they have some way of tracking
you
each individual
tip.
Order. I'm not saying I pretend
yeah,
tip.
Yeah, you are. You
but I hear,
tap.
Great example. This morning at Starbucks, she's looking at me like, what are you going to do here? I mean, she is watching me.
Because
at the coffee shop downstairs, they don't do that. They spin that thing around. They go make
cool.
You drink. They're super
cool.
That's just the way it is.
I love that coffee shop. It's nothing against them.
Me too.
It's just a...
And I like the guys who work there.
Sure.
They're all nice. One of them's super quiet, but the other two are real friendly. And
the quiet one's nice too, though.
I'm not saying he's not nice.
Well,
I just don't have a rapport
like
with him
having...
because he doesn't really talk much. But the other two, I like end up chatting with for a couple minutes.
I feel like you should give this quiet guy a little more.
Look, I'm not a huge fan
attention.
Of
benefit
if
of
I
the
saw
doubt,
him outside the store, I'd avoid him.
He said he likes you.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. I was just in there the other day.
He did not say anything about you, and you know why? Because he doesn't really talk much, back to my original point. But I went to Starbucks, and she is looking at me, holding that thing out. And I felt so much pressure, because I ordered with no ice. I did like a little, do me this thing. So it's like, oh, you're not just giving me the standard. You're going above and beyond
for me. You
wanted
no onions on your
now,
cheeseburger.
Now, here you go. Exactly. So it's like, oh, now I did this for you. What are you going to do for me? And she is staring. So I went to type no, and I was like, I can't just hit one button, though. She's looking at me. So I typed 1-0, realized that was 10 cents, and then went, uh-oh, if I hit another zero, I'm tipping her a dollar, which makes this price go way up. So I just hit yes, and I tipped her 10 cents.
Yikes.
I really just did it so she saw me tapping. That's all. Uh-huh. I didn't care what it really was. I didn't want to tip her a dollar, but I would have tipped her right up to a dollar just so that you could see me doing something. Is that ridiculous?
Yeah, it is.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. No, it's fine. I get it. I wish I was more like you. Do you and your wife the same with money in your relationship, or I'm the spender, Eddie's the saver.
Well, that's in my family too.
Yeah, I wish I was the saver more, and I've had to be like very conscious of that. Like, we don't have to be the one that picks up the tab all the time. We don't have to over tip. It's not on us to save the world. We aren't, you know, if we're ever rolling in it and we want to give back, we can, but it's not my job to tip. Yeah. So I wish I was more like you, where I could like, haha, 10 cents and move on with my life. But if I don't tip that dollar, I'm like, that lady hates me. I can never go back to that Starbucks. If I don't tip $5 here or there, I'm like, I can't. They're shame. I feel this like intense guilt.
You know what I really do wish was on a lot of those buttons was a roundup feature. Round up to the next dollar.
Yep.
Because like the grocery stores do this and some of the fast food places do it.
For charity, usually.
But it's for charity, not a tip. And that really would be ideal to me for the tip, because the charity thing, I think, is a good idea if it's a good charity. But I also know the company's motivation
right.
is to get the tax write-off.
Yep.
So it kind of makes me like a little bit stale on
see,
that.
See, and Eddie will even be like, we're not doing that. Like, if we want to donate, we can donate. He's like very
and
conscious of that.
Yeah, and I get that.
But
really
I'm rounding up every time, because I'm like, if I don't round up, they think I hate kids.
Yeah, well, no, I understand that, because these are good causes in a lot of senses. And it is so easy to do that I feel like, yeah, 50 cents, like, yeah, great. But I just hate the company's motivation in it.
And that's where, and that's where my husband will fall. I'll be like, they're getting a tax write-off. We can donate separately,
yes.
too.
And we can get the tax write-off.
And we can get the tax write-off. Or, you know, at least we're not benefiting McDonald's or whatever it is. But
right. And so I wish
shade to McDonald's.
I wish you could do that for the tip. Like, oh, it's $4.50, round up to $5, super easy. But they never do. They start at 15%. They don't even give you the 10% option.
Mm-hmm.
Don't love that.
No.
So there just needs to be some change here. There is one place that I thought of when I was thinking about this whole story, as I said before, heard the story multiple times now, where you sit down and I think it is ridiculous to have to tip in this situation when sitting down. But in most situations, I think you should tip if you're being served.
Mm-hmm.
But hear me out. Trisha.
I'm ready.
If you go to a buffet.
I hear you. I know.
You know where I'm going
with
this.
But I still leave a 5 spot on the table because they bring you your drink.
Oh, my gosh. A 5. Like, you're killing me.
I've got a minimum, like, 5-buck rule.
Oh,
a lot of these places.
Man, I mean, it kills me to leave a tip.
I know.
To go up and serve myself food.
I know.
And then they do it on purpose. You can get your own drink just as easy as the rest of it, but they're going to bring you that drink because you're going to get a 5 spot from Trisha for just the idea of somebody bringing you. And they're taking the plates
away.
And the
shame if they see you not tip and walk out. And
oh, my gosh. But, I mean, when I say that, you don't disagree with me, though, right?
No, I don't disagree. I don't think that I should be tipping everywhere I go.
I don't
think that I should feel compelled to, but I do feel compelled to, and I have to. I do feel like
this conversation really seems to would benefit you more than me.
Yeah.
Because I'm fighting the system more. You're like, oh, God, please make it end.
I wish they would. So my coffee, there's a little coffee shop by my house. And they, when they first opened, they used to have something where you could tip if you were swiping your card. They completely got rid of that. When I go through the drive-thru, they tell me, this is how much your coffee costs. They run my card. They're like, have a nice day. They took that pressure away from me.
That's great.
It was a godsend. I go there more now. Yeah. I'm like, they're not expecting me to. There's no awkward, like, can I see my receipt? Let me tip you. There was always this like weird song and dance. Now they know, I know, we're just not doing that. And it is so freeing.
When I went to Japan, same way. The culture just does not have tipping on anything. And so you are not ever expected to. It's never even like a thought. Like if you, because even if you didn't spin around the kiosk for you and have to hit a button, a lot of times it's like, oh, it'd be nice though. There might be a jar there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no big deal. And that's fine with me. But going to Japan, I realized how much even the little things, even if before COVID, we still had tip pressure. And some of that is kind of cool. I like in America that we're willing to like extra reward good service. But we're so far beyond that now.
Yeah, no, it's expected.
It's expected. It's part of the wage.
Mm-hmm.
And if we hadn't have gone there, I think it would be a lot cooler.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.